we do. We offer explanations every Saturday morning right around this time on More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, July the 14th. Do you know how I know it's the 14th? Because it's exactly 1 week before the 21st, which is next week, where we're down at Neighbor's Home and Garden helping with the Animals in Distress telethon, radiothon. Hey, if you can see us, then it's a telethon. So welcome indeed, and glorious day out there. Absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful day. Although at 5:05 this morning, it was already 70 degrees at the house. The humidity's not the way it was a couple weeks ago, so I think you're going to still enjoy the refreshment of a beautiful summer morning. And we hope you'll share part of that summer morning with us as we're here right on through 10 o'clock this morning answering your questions, being as helpful as we possibly can, getting you from point A to point B. Remember, always, you are not part of our show. You are the absolute heart of our show. And so your questions, your opinions, your observations, your emails, your inquiries are always our highest priority. If you're a loyal listener, you know how all this works. If you are just joining us for the very first time, then we're going to give you a couple guidelines. More Than Money was invented so that we could serve you and serve your needs. And the title of our show, More Than Money, is very, very accurate. We're way more interested often in the personal side of your goals and your dreams. And the financial side kind of falls into place, but there's a dollar sign connected to lots of this stuff. So whether it's an investment idea, retirement, buying your first home or putting the kids through school, whether it's an income tax idea, IRAs, Roth IRAs, deductions, exemptions, whether it's a estate planning idea, wills and trust, powers of attorney, and life insurance, or whether it's a business question about starting a business or growing a business or perhaps even at some point liquidating a business, we are here to serve you. And we offer you three different ways to join us. You can do any of these and still get the same great More Than Money service. Traditional, old school, give us a phone call, 610-720-7900. Again, 610-720-7900. John and I have, over the last couple of weeks, I added up last week's and the weeks before, we've answered more than 30 callers on air. Goodness. Back in February, I think we had one show where we actually answered one call. We had lots of emails, but we answered one call. So averaging more than 15 a week is pretty cool. And it always starts with the first one. That primes the pump. So if you have a question, don't wait. 807 is not too early to call, 610-720-7900. If you have email that you'd like to send us, please send it directly to me, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. Not sure if I gave that right the first time. Gene@askmtm.com. It's my own mistake. In our group of friends, that's referred to as squirrel. Little distraction there. So 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. And you can join us, or anyone that you know or care about can join us wherever they have access to internet. And that's morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. And hit the Listen Live button, hit the Ask Gene button. You're fully engaged. You are there whether you're in California or Florida, whether you're Minnesota, Wisconsin, or the New England states. You are part of our More Than Money experience, and we welcome you. We welcome you. I mentioned California. My oldest of three daughters turned 30 this week, so she had a big celebration. And of course, from a distance, we were a part of that. And Hopefully she's not listening this morning because it's 5 a.m. out there. So I'm hopeful she's getting some rest. But on rebroadcast, on podcast, hopefully she'll pick this up and she'll... Her name is Allie, and we wish her happy birthday. And so many of you, so very kind to remember all these things and to let me know that you were thinking wonderful thoughts about her as well. You are very, very kind. That meant a great deal to her and to me. Our younger two daughters are home, and as a matter of fact, I mentioned next week at Neighbor's Home and Garden, they will both be there greeting and passing out newsletters and engaging. And I think you will find them both, both Megan and Alyssa, to be wonderful, wonderful young women. And then the following week, we're out at Bear Creek Mountain Resort. Beautiful, beautiful venue for the Rescue Health Expo. Goodness, what a great event. We were there last year and so happy to be there. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. You should come and just see the facility. Then you should come and take advantage of all the free opportunities for great information to improve your health. Then you should also come to meet Bobby Gunther Walsh, who will be on from 6 to 8 a.m. And then I'll bring our More Than Money extravaganza, Megan and Alyssa, with me as well from 8 to 10. And then we'll just hang around and annoy people, which is what I do best. 610-720-7900. We go right to the phones. We talk to Joe. Joe, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How may we serve you?
I overheard a conversation, I think, last week's show about an in-service rollover with your 401k at work.
Yes, sir.
And now, is that, do all companies have to follow that, allow that to happen?
And,
or is that an individual company's policy?
It is an individual company's policies, but I will assure you that the vast majority of the 401k plans I have seen allow in-service rollovers, most of them for employees that are 55 and over. Some a bit younger, but most that I've seen are 55 and over. And when I say the vast majority, I don't remember the last one I saw that did not offer that. So I think you should fully expect, if you're in a 401k, that it will offer you an in-service rollover.
Okay, now does that have to roll over into a fund that they control, or can it go external from your employer?
Oh, very good question. And the answer is no, it would not be a fund that they control. It would be an IRA that you establish wherever you choose, and that you would control either independently yourself or with the advice of a financial advisor.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that answers my question totally. I'm just not happy with the way it's performing. It fluctuates so drastically with the market, it just doesn't perform well, in my judgment.
Well, then you have the opportunity to move it wherever you wish and take whatever steps that make you most comfortable and get you closer to your goals. So, sure, just make the inquiry either with HR or whoever helps you with your 401k plan at work. And if you get a chance, give us a shout back and let us know how you make out.
Will do. Thank you again.
Thank you, Joe. Take care. God bless. 610-720-7900, just a comment about Joe's question. Lots of folks this past week, and I don't remember, John might remember better. No, he won't. I don't remember that we talked a lot about the in-service rollover last week, but apparently it caught a lot of people's attention. I have a very good friend. He's active in the media as well. He's on television every single day, and I got to see him this past week, and he heard me talk about the in-service rollover, and he went, wait a second, that applies to me. I'm 55 and over, and my 401k plan doesn't do what I want it to do. And he had the very similar questions to what Joe asked. So I guess we caught some people's attention, some people's ears. The idea of an in-service rollover is surprising to some folks, because they're under the impression that the company, their employer, somehow benefits from having their money in the 401k plan, their employee money in the 401k plan, that somehow the employer is happier if they're keeping their money in the 401k plan. And I have never found a situation, never in my 780 years of experience, found a situation where the employer was benefiting from an employee's 401k plan balance. So whether you have $500,000 or $5,000 in your 401k, it means very, very little to your employer, if anything. Very, very little, if anything. So having the opportunity to keep you as a valued, trusted, experienced employee and still allow you the opportunity to move that 401k balance outside the 401k plan to an IRA rollover does not affect your relationship with your employer at all. Certainly should not. In addition, opening up lots and lots of different types of investments that you may not find within your 401k. So if you are unhappy with the performance, that may be an opportunity for you to improve that performance. One thing that you need to think about, 401k plans often, not always, but often have relatively low expenses because in many cases, 401k plans are in essence, they're kind of buying wholesale, they're buying in bulk, they're investing large sums of money in investment plans, investment funds of various types. Quite often, the expenses are very, very attractive. Quite often, the expenses that you might encounter if you go to your own IRA rollover will be higher than what you are currently paying in your 401k. Is that a reasonable choice? Is paying more for getting exactly what you want in your best interest? That's something you have to look at carefully. You have to look at the numbers. You have to look at what benefits you might derive by pulling your money out of the 401k and going to an IRA and make that decision based on what's best for you, what's best for you. By the way, a lot of folks in the conversation this week, again, it caught me off guard because I just didn't remember that we had talked in any great detail. The question was, geez, it's got to be pretty hard to do. Nope. It's generally speaking, just a couple signatures on a piece of paper. If you're working with a financial advisor, generally speaking, they will prepare the paperwork and go sign here, sign here. One of those goes off to the current 401k. They get it. They send the money to your IRA custodian, and you're in good stead. If you intend to do it independently, meaning do it yourself, do it on your own, there are lots of companies out there that are more than willing to help you. They will help you set it up. They will help you get that transfer done as well. And then your choices are your choices. You have no one between you and your money. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. We thank Joe for priming the pump and starting the calls. Gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Markets did pretty well this week. Finally, goodness. Our July newsletter has been out now, 10 days or so. I know John already got his. And I want to thank our very own Megan Smale in our office for helping us out on putting that all together and doing a very, very fine job. And if you appreciated the American flag on the beach on the back of our newsletter, that was her selection, and I heartily approve for a July 4th edition of our newsletter. Quite appropriate. If you did not receive a newsletter and would like to, we invite you to subscribe All you need to do is send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. If you are an employer and you would like to benefit your employees in a very simple and absolutely free way, and you would like them to receive the More Than Money newsletter and get more education about how to better handle their finances, all you need to do is ask as well. Just send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, with your contact information, and we'll have Megan reach out to you and secure the email addresses for your employees, and they will get it free as well. A good friend of ours, Mr. Ed Lesko, was honored this week. He was inducted into the Softball Hall of Fame here in the Lehigh Valley, a gentleman I've known for quite a number of years and did not know until recently what an outstanding career in fast pitch softball he had. Ed claims to be impressed that I'm still playing softball at my advanced age, but of course, slow pitch and fast pitch, it's not the same game. The fact that the word softball is included is simply a coincidence. Congratulations to my friend Ed. Ty Stofflet, which is a name the Lehigh Valley has known forever. Just fantastic, and so much more. So congratulations to Ed. 610-720-7900. We talked to Linda. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question regarding a 401k that I already rolled over to a financial institution into an IRA.
Sure.
I had something that I didn't understand when I was doing it. I wanted them to take the paperwork part of my IRA, but I did not want a representative making my decisions for me. I was willing to do it on my own.
Sure.
Now, I'd like to know, how can I get it away from an agent that's taking a monthly fee, let it with the same company, and do it on my own? I just want to terminate his responsibility.
Very good. Linda, there are two types of companies that provide custodial services for IRAs. One type of company allows you to do exactly what you're talking about, and the one I'm most familiar with is Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab allows a individual to open an account and have it linked to a financial advisor. Or not, you can have a Charles Schwab account and, of course, be totally independent and make your own decisions. Some companies do not permit that. They only permit you to have an account with a financial advisor. So the first thing you need to do is find out which type of company you're currently with.
I do know the company. The company is Vanguard.
Oh.
And I already have another 401k with them that I manage on my own. I have never secured their advisory services in any way.
Mm-hmm.
This second one is from another employer, and actually when the transfer was taking place, I did not understand that they were going to assign me representation.
The representation doesn't disturb me. It's the fee that they're charging you that disturbs me. They certainly should have disclosed that very, very carefully and very clearly.
They did, and it was a percent on the money that I have with them.
Mm-hmm.
Where my mistake was made, I didn't realize that that was being charged monthly, not annually.
Mm.
That's what I want to get away from.
Okay, very good. If you contact your representative at Vanguard and let them know exactly, tell them exactly what you've told me,
right.
I am certain that you will get immediate cooperation. Vanguard is pretty well known for their attention to this kind of thing, customer service kind of thing. And they should be able to deconnect that advisor from you. Now, is there a reason you might want perhaps to roll this money into the other account that you have that's already in good shape?
No, the other one I really like. No, I want to keep the two separate.
Okay, very good. Then simply contact Vanguard. Explain to them exactly what you've explained to me. I'm sure it's a very simple process. They may even be able to do it over the phone. And, of course, if you run into any kind of snags, just circle back to us next week, and we'll be able to help out.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Bye.
God bless. 610-720-7900. Some folks find it interesting that I am often complimentary. All right, let's not go overboard. With folks that they would consider competitors or that perhaps even I would consider competitors. Is Vanguard a competitor of mine? Sure. Sure, they offer financial services, and they offer it in a certain way. Is it the same way as More Than Money? Nope. And is it better or worse? That's up to you. That's up to you. There are many different financial advisory models, some of which will fit you beautifully. Others won't fit you, not even a little bit. And that's fabulous. It doesn't make the fact that Vanguard operates in a very different way than More Than Money doesn't make them right or wrong. Fidelity operates very differently, as it doesn't make them right or wrong. All right, there are some firms out there, they're just wrong. they're just wrong. And there's lots of firms out there that are doing a great, great job. And of course, you've heard me talk many, many times about Dave Ramsey on this show and my TV show and beyond. I don't believe I've ever found any financial advisory firm that is better equipped to help people who have gotten themselves into financial difficulties with credit cards or with loans or just a debt of some kind. I have not found a firm better than the Dave Ramsey Group in terms of handling folks who are struggling, who don't have basic financial skills, who need to get out of debt, need to handle credit card, being hounded by credit card collectors, those kinds of things. No, I'm quite complimentary. How much time do we have there, sir? 4 minutes, great. So let me extend that idea of being complimentary to at least my scratching my head around one of our competitors, Fidelity. And as many of you are aware, the financial abuse of senior citizens is becoming an incredible problem. Identity theft and telephone scams and people pretending, hey, grandma, I'm in trouble, I need your help, or social security frauds, or hey, I'm from Russia and I want to marry you if you send me a lot of money kind of frauds. You get the idea. Fidelity recently noted some really unusual activity on the part of a particular account holder, and they froze her account. And now they're being sued by that woman. That woman had over $1 million in her account. Fidelity froze it because they were concerned that she was being exploited. And in her lawsuit, this woman from Atlanta claims that by freezing her $1 million account, they put a severe hardship on her. And in response, Fidelity said, wait a second, we were concerned about your mental capacity. This woman has no children. She's in her 70s. Her neighbor has power of attorney. And in fact, her neighbor has been arrested and charged with the financial exploitation of an elderly person. So on its very face, Fidelity had lots of solid reasons to take steps. However, this woman's attorney, of course, still finds it egregious, and the claims go on and on and on about how terrible the things were and how she couldn't fix a broken pipe and had to have a porta potty brought in. Well, as in its response, Fidelity said it did release to her $100,000 of her account, even though they were concerned about this situation. She says she couldn't pay her electric bill, she couldn't go to the dentist, couldn't take her dogs to the vet, and couldn't repair a broken pipe. With $100,000 in October and $30,000 more in January. So $130,000 couldn't take care of those things. Goodness. So on the one hand, financial advisors all across the country, including Fidelity, are being not just encouraged by FINRA, by the SEC, by regulators to be on the lookout for financial abuse of the elderly, But they are being required to be proactive. And somebody should share that with lawsuit happy attorneys. My heart goes out. Not to this attorney. Certainly, it does go out to this elderly lady. My guess is that once again, she's being exploited. 610-720-7900. Now's the time to get yourself online, and you might very well be the first call after we come back from break. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Ouch. gene@askmtm.com, or log on to morethanmoneyonline.com. We'll be back with you right after this on More Than Money. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, July the 14th. Happy to be with you. It's a gorgeous day out there. Please enjoy every bit of it. We have a dear friend coming up, spending a little time with us this afternoon, Ann Carr, formerly of More Than Money. Ann was with us for a couple of years, and wonderful girl. Great work, great person. Wonderful family. Oof. So we don't see her as much as we'd like to, so she's going to be spending some time with us this afternoon. We're really looking forward to that. Hopefully she, on her way up, she's catching a few minutes of More Than Money, kind of reminiscing, kind of, you know, going back in time, going, I remember when. Or not. Please. Let's not make too much of this. 610-720-7900. I want to send another special thank you to my good friends Tom and Chris Happel, Darren and Jen Landrow. We were together last night in Bangor. We're at the one of the Bangor Liberty Firehouse. They have a fundraiser for the Volunteer Fire Company. Apparently, they do it every year. This is our first opportunity to experience it. A clam bake. Clam bake, and then peel and eat shrimp, and then all kinds of other ridiculously bad stuff. It's just wonderful, just so wonderfully done, and none of us missed. I think the conversation circled back three or four times too, as you're sitting there and you're enjoying tons of clams, just fabulous, perfectly done. You know, and you know, a beverage, of course, beverage. We're surrounded by, it felt like America 50 years ago. Just wonderful people, neighbors, and people coming from, you know, pretty far afield, and people that walked down three blocks and stopped in, and oh my gosh. And of course you share long tables with strangers, and all of a sudden they're not strangers, and just wonderful people raising funds for an amazing organization that voluntarily put their lives at risk to protect their neighbors. That's America. Having watched some of the Peter Strzok interrogation, what committee hearing, if that's what you call it. I don't think any of those folks, particularly Strzok, living in, as he says, I live in Northern Virginia and then I travel south and I can smell the Trump people. You know what? You are so far removed from America that you wouldn't know it if it smacked you in the face. And oh, by the way, there are a whole lot of real Americans that if you gave them that smirk and those smart-ass remarks, they would smack you in the face. because they're real Americans. Yeah, try showing up at Bangor at the fire hall and put that smirk on and lie right to their face and see if you don't get just rode out on a rail. Because those are real Americans. Those are folks who work hard. Those are folks who have real values. Those are folks who bring their families and enjoy a meal and enjoy their neighbors. And goodness, Congress. They called a swamp. I'm thinking sewer. 610-720-7900. Let's turn to a much, much more enjoyable topic. I had the opportunity to meet with a young woman yesterday with whom I am just flat out thoroughly impressed. In the interest of full disclosure, this wonderful young lady happens to be the daughter of longstanding clients, folks that we've served for many years and that we really enjoy. We've become friends, and I was with them as she was finishing up high school and thinking about college and how does that work and how do we get the best schooling for her. She had clear financial goals, clear professional goals very early. Worked very, very hard, and is now a PhD in physical therapy at age 27. PhD. If you put all the academic abilities John and I both have, add Bobby Gunther Walsh into the mix. I'm not sure we. Yeah. BS is definitely the term. Thank you, John. Thank you. You know, sometimes it's as obvious as the nose on your face. There you go. This young woman has a wonderful start to her career. Just an absolute pleasure to spend time with. You see what goes on in Congress. You say sewer. You meet a fine young woman who's got great prospects. I'm not really sure there's a future in physical therapy. Oh my gosh. What career path has more future than physical therapy? 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day, and 9,800 of them going, my leg hurts. My shoulder's killing me. If I could just get some therapy, I can. bright future indeed. I was very impressed on a number of levels, one of which was that she's very organized. She's very smart, obviously very smart, but she's very organized, very personable, and she came with very intelligent questions. It wasn't as if, and I've had some young people show up in similar circumstances. Hey, you know, I'm just getting started. I don't really know what to even ask. Okay, that's disappointing. Because if you don't even know what to ask, it means that you spent all of, 90 seconds thinking about, oh, yeah, I got to go talk to this financial advisor guy. Not this young lady. Very specific questions, very appropriate questions, very impressive. And I wanted to share some of those questions that she had with you. Not that we need to go through them in great detail, but I wanted to give our younger listeners out there, or perhaps parents of potentially younger of younger folks who might potentially be listeners, some kind of sense of where financial advice might be beneficial to them. And as I do that, if you'd like to get yourself on hold for your financial question, 610-720-7900, or send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. She's participating in her 403B plan, which is for a nonprofit organization, the functional equivalent of a 401K. And she had some questions about how properly to invest in that plan. Very, very wise thing to try to get a handle on. Investing a substantial sum of money. She's already saved a substantial sum of money. She is continuing to save on a regular basis. Very impressive. She has 40 years of employment. So investing properly will have a tremendous impact on her long-term retirement goals. Number two, she's looking at buying a home. And again, she's thought through this very, very carefully. And when I asked her what she was looking for, she was very clear and very detailed about what she was looking for, including the fact that she fully anticipates, if at all possible, having a roommate to help defray some of the expenses. Brilliant. Brilliant. Because I'm old and experienced, I was able to give her a couple of guidelines that might help her kind of stretch her dollars a little bit. But she's also already saved a tremendous amount of money for her down payment and her closing costs. Very, very impressive. She went on to ask about the mortgage. Should she borrow from her current bank, which is kind of a mega bank? Should she borrow from a local bank? Should she look for a mortgage broker? And interestingly enough, the answer is D, all of the above. You talk to everybody until you get the very best deal for you. And fortunately, because of technology and because things have changed a bit from when I got my first mortgage 1,000 years ago and had kind of one offer and I was thrilled to get it, technology now allows her to shop, oh gosh, probably a dozen. She could look at a dozen different mortgage opportunities, probably with a couple hours on the phone. So very, very wise of her to be asking those questions. Roth IRA or standard IRA at 27 years old? There's pros and cons for both. It's the Roth. There's pros and cons for both. It's the Roth. You could probably make an argument Roth for either, depending on your tax bracket. It's the Roth. And then as she, as we kind of got, not wrapping up, but kind of the bigger picture, we've got some things in place. She asked about paying ahead on her student loan and or mortgage. And we talked about that from a cash flow standpoint. Fascinating. Wonderful. Wonderful. Great experience for me. And now I have a second generation client that will be helping, and I'm really happy to do that. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Nick. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. I have a question. I'm 66 and retired and have a 401k.
Sure.
I'm thinking of converting some to a small portion to a Roth IRA because I want to lock in the low Trump tax rate.
Sure.
Now, what are the advantages? I'm trying to take an amount of money that doesn't kick me into a higher bracket.
Oh, sure.
And it'll lower the amount of money I have to take at 70 and a half.
Sure. All those things, you're absolutely correct.
What about, am I locked in for 5 years that you can't get the Roth IRA, the money out of the Roth IRA, or does it start, can I take it out at 70 and a half?
The taking the money out of the Roth IRA really isn't an issue from a restriction standpoint. The taking the money out of the Roth IRA is, now this is in my mind as your financial advisor, an issue of what do you need from a cash flow standpoint. If you're going to need those funds from the money you're going to convert to the Roth kind of immediately 4 or 5 years, 3 or 4 years, then I would hesitate to do a conversion.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rule still applies then.
I'm sorry?
The five-year to pull the money out of the IRA.
Yeah. Now, the five-year rule has always been relative to the earnings on the Roth IRA. So let's say that you convert, just for sake of argument, $50,000, and in 3 years it has earned $10,000. You can take the 50 out. That is your original, already been taxed money. It's taking out the earnings that causes you to get into a pickle if you do it before the end of 5 years. But I would strongly encourage you to sit with an advisor that can kind of plot cash flow for you.
Sure.
And if your cash flow is adequate from whatever sources, Social Security, pension, or even the monies that you expect to still be in the IRA at age 70, then the conversion is going to make a lot of sense. I think you're going to be pleased with that. The fact that you're going to be paying tax up front causes a lot of people some hesitation, and it should. If you're going to pay the tax up front and then need the money in a year or two, you've kind of defeated the purpose of the Roth IRA of growing tax sheltered for a very long time. But if you have some cash flow projections that say, hey, I may not need this until 20 years from now, if at all, I might be able to pass it on to my kids or grandkids, then looking at that conversion makes a great deal of sense. And the way you're thinking about it is absolutely correct. You should look at your tax bracket, how much kind of room you have between where you currently are and maybe the next step up in taxes, and see if you can fill that in. You're thinking spot on.
So then also for estate planning, is it better in the 401k? Should I pass away, or would it be better in a Roth IRA?
Yeah, it is a function not so much of estates as it is income taxation.
Okay.
In the 401k, whomever other than your spouse that would inherit that, let's say your daughter inherits that money, she can access it, but she will pay income tax on any monies that come out because nobody has yet paid tax on that. Money that comes to her in a Roth IRA is not income taxable.
Okay.
So there's a pretty neat advantage to second generation to receive a Roth as part of the estate.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gene.
Oh, my pleasure, Nick. God bless. Take care. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com and MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. 610-720-7900. Let me see if I can go back 1 week. I know I had it. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, 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 yada. Last week we talked a fair amount about 529 plans. And interestingly enough, I only got one other question. I don't even remember talking about in-service rollovers. I got a bunch. I really need to pay more attention when I'm talking. 529 plans have a lot of interesting wrinkles to them, interesting opportunities, some potential pitfalls, but not very many. So if you're looking to save money for education, a 529 plan has a lot of advantages. Now, you'll notice that when I said in my last statement, if you want to save money for education, up until this year, when you heard me talk about the 529 plan, you heard me talk about them as college plans, because up until the new tax law, that's exactly what they were. They were college funding plans. You received some very significant tax advantages if the money was spent on appropriate college expenses. The new tax law says, how about any educational expenses? How about Catholic high school? How about private elementary school? How about friends of mine tell me in California, preschools for 3 and 4 year old children, $25,000 a year. Oh my gosh. That's a lot of nose wipe, but that's just because apparently the idea is you've got to get in the exact right preschool so that you can get into the exact right private elementary school, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I guess. Goodness. But bottom line is that the new tax law allows you to spend dollars from a 529 plan in a tax advantage way, tax savings way, for any education, which is very, very interesting, because one of the advantages of the 529 has always been, hey, we just had a baby, or actually most often in our practice, hey, my daughter just had a baby. I have a grandchild now. Hey, I'd like to do something. And it allowed the money to cook for anywhere from 0 to 18 years. because lots of folks, lots of our clients have had 529s that they have put money into on a regular basis from the moment their grandchild was born right up to the point where they headed off to college, and in some cases, well beyond the start of college. So they've been actually contributing to the 529 plan in some cases for 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 years. So lots of opportunity for that money to cook. Well, if you start at birth for a grandchild and the parents intend to use the money for preschool, you get 3 years. It takes a little bit of the shine off of it. So not to make too much of this, perhaps, but certainly a suggestion, one that we've been kind of playing some with some numbers about. At what point currently do people set up 529s? Almost always at the birth of the child or shortly thereafter. Or in the alternative, when they first learn about 529 plans, they may have a son, a daughter, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and maybe they just didn't know, and the financial advisor says 529. They go, great, let's jump on that. In the future, it's very possible that parents will want to set up 529 plans for their grandchildren several years before they're born. Now, the 529 plan still needs to have someone named as the beneficiary. So is it possible, high five, is it possible, I'll use myself as an example. When my daughter got married, my oldest daughter, Allie, got married a year and a half ago, is it possible that I could set up a 529 plan naming my daughter as the beneficiary, fully intending that when she has children, that the beneficiary will be changed to the grandchild? The answer is, yeah, you can do that. So if you want to extend the opportunity, the 529 planning opportunity, away from strictly college to any type of private education, then you're going to want to start kind of as quickly as you can. And one of the reasons this came up this week is that one of our questions last week was about a daughter who simply isn't school, just isn't doing it. And she's now working full time. If I remember right, she's 19 or 20 years old. And school's just not in the cards, or it doesn't appear to be in the cards. Is it possible? And the question was, should we just pull that money away? You can, but you might very well want to leave that money there, and this, by memory, $60,000 or so, and let that cook in the 529 plan, because hopefully she has a wonderful and happy and productive life, and maybe at some point she has children of her own. And now you've got that seed money, a very large chunk of seed money, that could be used as a 529 plan for grandchildren. And that could be used for college, high school, elementary, preschool, if you're going to California. Goodness gracious. So, yeah, very, very interesting kind of wrinkle that has come a cropper with the 529 plan, of establishing plans that are fully intended to be used for children who do not yet exist. It's kind of spooky, isn't it? No, it isn't. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Just a couple moments before the top of the hour, one additional question on 529 plans. A gentleman writes that he has a daughter who has, two more. She's got fall and spring semesters, and she graduates next year. So pretty simple. Is there an advantage to splitting the payments from the 529 plan into 2 years? Should he pay it off all now, with the fall semester, or should he pay it now and next year? And the answer is it flat out depends. You absolutely have to sit with a professional tax preparer, whether that's an enrolled agent certified by register with the IRS or a CPA. You've got to work through your specific numbers to see where you get the best advantage. The dollars coming out for the 529 plan are going to be most likely tax-free because of the nature of the expenses, but whether there are opportunities to generate educational credits, etc., that's something that your specific tax situation will dictate. You've got to sit with a professional and get that squared away. 610-720-7900. Voice of an Angel, Natalie Merchant. Saying we got to take top of the hour news. That's Fox Network News. All the information that you need about President Trump's travels around the world, about the goop and the sewer in Washington. But most importantly, give you a break, give you a chance to refill that coffee cup, maybe take a walk down the hallway. You know what I'm talking about. And to get yourself on hold, 610-720-7900, and join the other folks who have had their questions asked and answered. Or send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, because we want to serve you this morning. We'll be back right after this on More Than Money.